Listen and Live Audio presents The Beech Trees by Karen White. Read for you by Kai Gottberg and Jin Hammond.
Chapter 1. The little reed, bending to the force of the wind, soon stood upright again when the storm had passed over. Aesop. Julie, September 2010. Death and loss, they plague you. So do memories. Like the Mississippi's incessant slap against the levees, they creep up with deceptive sweetness before grabbing your heart and pulling it under. At least that's what Monica told me. Monica had been the one with the memories of the great muddy river that cradled the Crescent City, and of the sparkling water of the Gulf, and the bright white house that sat before it. My own family settled in Massachusetts about 100 years after the Pilgrims, and my sturdy New England upbringing left me unprepared and a little in awe of Monica, with her strange accent that curled some words and mispronounced others, that was neither Southern or Northern, but a strange combination of both. Her stories of her childhood were seasoned with the dips and waves of her accent, almost making me forget that Monica had abruptly turned her back on these places that existed so vividly in her memories, and never gone back. Like me, Monica was a self-imposed orphan, living and working in New York City, both of us trying very hard to pretend that we belonged there.